You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. A lot has changed in the 50 years since the strike at San Francisco State brought about the country's first ethnic studies program. Today, ethnic studies courses are offered nationwide. As for SF State, the department expanded to include classes like Arab and Muslim ethnicities and diaspora studies and race and resistance studies. To hear more about how the department has evolved and what's happening with it today, I checked in again with Laureen Chu, the retired associate dean of the College of Ethnic Studies at San Francisco State. I wanted to ask a question about curriculum, because you've worked a lot with the curriculum at the college.
Yes.
And it sounds to me like, well, you have many more classes now, definitely, and
yes,
you're incorporating studies like Arab and Muslim studies, diaspora studies. And, you know, it feels like when there is an issue in society, that is when your curriculum reflects that. Is that how it works? How did you evolve the curriculum?
I think what's a plus for, I guess, our current younger faculty is that, you know, the criticism, let's go backwards a little bit. The criticism of our college in our first kind of beginning years here as a college is that none of us were supposed to be anything close to being professors here. And they didn't see us as that. They saw us as people that kind of pushed ourselves, you know, rather forcibly, and also, you know, didn't really belong here, but because we did the political push, they had no choice. That doesn't make it easy for us to be here and live here and teach here.
Mm.
And I would say the first, since I was here in the late 70s, right, I came back in the late 70s. I am very clear as to the fight I had to constantly be part of the conversation in this university. I can still feel the hair, what little hair I have on the back of my spine, kind of like stand up when I think about all the meetings that I had to attend to where they delegitimized what this college had to offer, saying that we were too narrow. Well, you're talking about Chinese in America. How's that related to American history? And why should we accept that course as a GE requirement for American history? Those fights took a long time. I would say maybe at the turn of the 20th century that finally, you know, I didn't have to scream periodically or have a, you know, close to a stroke, just argue my point as to a Chinese American history, just like Africana history or African American history, Latino history, is part of American history.
So what issues do you see today as challenging to ethnic studies and the college?
I know many of our faculty spend a lot of time with our students because many of students do not come from optimal, quote, backgrounds, right, in our situation. Sometimes we do more hand-holding than we should, okay? People do not give credit for that because we're all talking now about, you know, how many students you have in your classes. You know, the numbers, the whole corporate legitimacy thing, mm-hmm, to make sure that we should exist because of our numbers. I think fighting for funds is always a concern. With every new president, we have to reestablish who we are, depending on who is guiding this president that, you know, that comes in, just like all presidents of anything. I think, you know, and then on the other hand, every president or new faculty that comes here, more than not, they all say, we came here because we love the legacy of this university, which they always name about how we fought for social justice, la, 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 la. Mm. You know, all the politically correct and sexy kinds of, what do you say, foundations that this college had in the last 50 years. Mm. They always use that. But in terms of actually listening as to what we need, that's another issue.
What do you see is the future of the college? Where do you see it going?
I actually see the college in a hopeful situation in the sense that we have very strong faculty. We continue to have faculty that care enough not only to have it sustained within the university. They will fight for that. Students who major or minor in any of our departments, you know, inevitably, if they graduate with something that a degree here, are always affected to the point where they will go out and find a job that actually serves the people that they've learned about, you know, their communities. That, I think, is very strong. And my hope is that, you know, the larger, quote, San Francisco State community, as well as other state universities, continue to increase the numbers of courses that we have in these areas, and specifically deal with, you know, race, class, gender, religion, you know, all those issues in a very concentrated way, you know, so that we don't lose our focus. Because in the last couple of years, too many universities have, quote unquote, not hired people to replace people who started this in the 60s. The challenges may be different and some of it may be the same, but the struggle doesn't stop.
Lauren Chu is the retired Associate Dean of the College of Ethnic Studies at San Francisco State. You can find archival photographs of the 1968 student protests at kalw.org and click on Crosscurrents.